This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The head of the CIA is spending some time in Texas and says we need to keep helping our allies. Bill Burns spoke at a forum at the Bush Library at SMU and says dictators won't stop by just wielding power within their own borders.
We have a huge obligation to Americans to help keep them safe. So that is obviously a worry. I worry about the conflict in the Middle East or the war in Ukraine.
He says the U.S. needs to help its allies because Russia and Iran have shown they'll keep pushing, and Russia could target NATO allies in Eastern Europe next. Early voting begins Monday in the Texas municipal elections and will run through April 30th. At stake are seats on city council, school boards, some hospital boards. There are quite a few school bond elections on area ballots. Election day is Saturday, May 4th. Paris police contacted Damien Jace Friesen in the 100 block of East Houston for a traffic offense. Friesen gave officers several different names, but was eventually identified by paperwork in his possession. Friesen was found to have drug paraphernalia in his possession, indicating that he may have been trafficking in narcotics. Friesen was arrested for failure to identify by giving false information. In a subsequent search of his person, Friesen was found to be in possession of methamphetamine. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. A Trenton High School senior's hard work has paid off, and he is now a national champion. Braden Hall brought home the United States Association of Powerlifting National High School Championship in the 198-pound class. When Braden began lifting, Trenton High School didn't have a powerlifting program, so he trained at Fat Chance Fitness in Bonham. A North Texas police officer has been arrested following his indictment on child sex crimes. Gainesville officer Dustin Duncan is charged with alleged indecency with a child by sexual contact. After his arrest, Duncan resigned from the department. The Cook County Sheriff's Office has taken over the ongoing investigation. No further details have been released. The City of Sulphur Springs Utility Office, City Hall, Municipal Court, and Police Department non-emergency phone lines were down. 911 emergency lines were working. If you have an emergency, call 911. For non-emergency calls for the police, call the Sheriff's Office at 903-438-4040. A chart of emergency numbers is on our news website. The Sulphur Springs Symphony League will present a concert by the Northeast Texas Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Doug Bakkenhuis, this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Sulphur Springs High School Auditorium. The program will feature music by Beethoven, Haydn, Prokofiev, and John Williams. Children from throughout the county will be attending the concert. There is also expected to be plenty of seating for adults who would like to enjoy the music. A 21-year-old Marshall man has been arrested in Dangerfield following a multi-agency investigation into child sexual abuse. 21-year-old Cameron Payton was booked into the Morris County Jail for sexual assault of a child and evading arrest or detention with a vehicle. The investigation was conducted by the Marshall PD, the Joint Harrison County Violent Crime and Narcotics Task Force, the Harrison County Sheriff's Office, Dangerfield PD, Morris County Sheriff's Office, and Texas DPS CID. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.